Asriya Bey, that they know to warn the husband not to live with his wife. In other words, somebody else won't even know that he's Asa. They'll think they're married, they're allowed to live together. But Talmud Chacham knows halacha that a Saita, once your wife is even a Suffolk Saita, you're not allowed to live with her anymore. And Adarabah, if you do live with her on the way, then the Meha Morim can't test anymore. You have to be Menukim in the oven. Therefore, the Talmud Chacham has to warn the husband, be careful. Your purpose now to go to Yerushalayim is to check out your wife, let her drink the water. If you're going to live with her now, the water won't check her out. So that's why you're asking the Talmud Chacham. But maybe Asisa Yichud, maybe anybody would be good. Well, it says, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Loishonu El Avir. But I call upon him, that's the halacha though. That the Prutzim, if the men are poets, the men think about Arayis, which today is very common, therefore there still would be an Issa Yichud. Even a lady with 10 men in the office, there'll still be an Issa Yichud. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Loishonu El Avir. There's only talking about in the city itself. The Rashi, Diyome Isha Mathiachadisim Shnei Anoshim. When do we say that one lady is allowed to have Yichud with two men? When they ksherim, that's only in the city. Alva b'derech, if they're on the road, as some people say at night time, achi yushleisha, then she has to be with three men. Why? We're afraid shemri tzarech echem yehem lahashkin. Maybe one of the men will have to go to the base of kisei. V'nim tzeches misyachad in erva, and then will only be one man with the lady. So therefore, on the derech, there we have to have three men. It's not enough one isha with two men. You have to have, she has to be with three men. Rosh says now, name a messiah. Let me bring you proof to this. Name of Messiah, it says again, when the husband takes up his wife's besaita, Yerushalayim, so it says, Maitrim loy shnei tamin chachamim. We sent along two tamin chachamim on the road to be with them. Why? Shema yovi aleh baderech. That we're afraid maybe the man will live with his wife, that she's a saita, and he's also to her. So it says, trade, we send up two tamin chachamim, v'yiyu, and the husband himself, hotlosa. So you see, you need three men? So it's a proof to say that the yichud and the roads, there you need three men. Tzmar says, no. Hosam kiyechad in a heavy alay sadi. Maybe the other pshat is that we're afraid maybe the man will live with his wife, and we want to have edim to it. So that when he goes up to the kohen to make his wife into a seitor, that he wants her to drink the meyamorim, the kohen won't let her drink the meyamorim. But that's the loch. If the husband lives with his wife, b'yisa, after she became a seitor, then the meyamorim do not test. So therefore, we want two edim to be there, like to be edim. It could be there's no proof that you need three v'derech. But that's the halacha. V'derech, you need three. Rav Yehuda, Hevi Ka'azli v'yucho. Rav and Yehuda were both walking on the road. Hevi Ka'azla hi isasakamayu. There was a lady walking in front of them. So, Omale Rav Yehuda. Rav said to Rav Yehuda, Dal Karecha. Let's pick up our feet. In other words, let's move fast. Mak Megenim in front of Gehenim. In other words, we should not walk in back of a lady. It's not nice. So Rashi says, it means, Ma'al aleches shenekamenu. Let's go fast and beat her on the road. Get in front of her. So that we shouldn't be in front of Gehenna means we shouldn't think about it. Chas v'shalom to go to Gehenna because of that. Omalei, he said back to him, Iva marhu diyama, you yourself said, v'ksherim shapadami, that one lady is allowed to have yichu with two men if they're ksherim. So you see, if two men are ksherim, so then there's no shash of yichud. So Huri meant to say, like, me and you are two men that are ksherim, so what are you afraid about? I'll protect you, you protect me, so what's wrong with walking in the back of the lady? Omalei, he said back to him, you should know, me yema, who told you, tibik sherim sugana no viyat? Who said that I said men that are ksherim means like me and you? Maybe no, maybe even me and you are not called ksherim, we can't trust ourselves. This is mamish, this is Rav and Rabbi Yehuda, mamish, they're walking together. So this is what Rav Yehuda said back to Rav. So he said back to him, Elo k'goyim ma'ai. So if we're not called ksherim, who then is ye called ksherim? He said, maybe k'goyim Rabbi Chanina bar Papi v'chaveruf. Maybe only somebody like him, that's called the real tzaddik. Well, maybe we were not. So kuru, for this gemara, it's a shrek. For this gemara, mashra mamish, ksherim is only mamish a god l'ador then, that's all. Anybody less than a god l'ador is not called ksherim, that your wife can't be alone. Mamish, even with 100 people in the room, she can't be alone with anybody. But the rest of the loch is not the way. The loch is brought down. The ksherim means find people that don't have to do with znus. That anybody that has to do with znus, that even thinks about other ladies, and looks and talks and this and that, you have to be afraid that maybe they would also want to live. So therefore, there would be an Issa Yichud, even one lady with 10 men, if that fruits him. Omar Rav said like this, Malkin ala Yichud. So we could give Malkus mid Rabbanon for Yichud. If somebody did this issa, that a man and a lady were found to be alone together, b'yichud, even though we don't know they live together, still will give them malchus for the yichud. But we ain't oisum ala yichud. We don't say that they're awesome. But let's say she's an eishes ish. Let's say a married lady is found to be alone in a room with another man. So she the lachri is ain't oisrim. We do not say now that this wife is usa to a husband. Because since we do not know for sure they live together, there's only yichud b'yalma. With yichud, you don't ask her an isha b'ayla. Just for the fact we saw them alone together, that's not enough proof to say that the wife has nus, and therefore she's still mutter to her husband. Omer Rav Ashi said, Lo yamor, this was only said, ela v'yichud penuya. Only if it's by a penuya, so Rav Ashi said, that we even give malchus. If a penuya, let's say there was nisa yichud involved, the penuya that was a nida, that she was found to be with another boy, so the penuya means she's not married, then we give them malchus. Avo b'yichud yeshes ish. If you find a married lady to be alone with another man, then we do not even give them malchus. Why not? Because we're afraid if we'll give them malchus, so then people will come and say, why are they getting malchus? Because they were alone together, must probably live together. And therefore she becomes pregnant now, like people will say that the kids are mamzer. So in order not to say that a kid's a mamzerim, the Rabbanan said it's not compared to give malchus. Therefore, we will not give her any malchus. Mazutra still malti malchus. Mazutra, you know, he held even an ashes ish, we could give a malchus if we found it to have yichud. But umachris will pronounce at the time when we're giving him malchus to say, you should know. Everybody should know the reason why we're giving a malchus is not because we're afraid that she really lived. She's not also to her husband. The kids are not mamzerim. We're only giving them malchus because of the Yisra Yichud. See, holds that alone is enough. Omalei Rav Nachman mi parhatiya. The Rav Ashi, he said back no. That Mar, I asked him, Mar nami loki v'lichus, why don't you also do like this? Why do you say not to give malchus? Why don't you also like this, Svara? Go and give malchus, but just proclaim, tell everybody that she does it. She didn't do the Avera, that we shouldn't come to think the kids are mamzerim. Omalei said back, no, that's not good enough. Because Ika Deshama Behov L'Shama Behov. There are still some people, the rumors will still go around, some people will only hear that she received malchus because of the Yichud, and they won't hear that people are saying she didn't have this nus. So we still have to be afraid that maybe the kids will be called mamzerim, so in order the kids should not be called mamzerim, we do not give this lady malchus. Omar Rav says, Malkin Aloy Toiv Hashmuya. If somebody has a bad name, for that he deserves to get malchus. Rashi says, Misha Yotzi Kurlalov Shuayv Raveris. Somebody, a rumor went around about him that he does a lot of Averis. Is Malkin Oisoi? We have a right to give him Malkus. To Leitoiv Ashmua Lavu. Because that's a lav that you have a bad name about you. The Siv, it says, Bavnei Eli, Al Vini, it says, Al Bonai, to Lav Yeshka, is a lav. Al Leitoiv Ashmuya. Like if you did things that caused people to talk about you, that you do Averis, that's like you're over alive, you deserve to get malchus for that. Shenamar the Pasuk says, Al bonai ki leitoiv hashmua. Like, don't do this, my sons, because I heard bad news about you. That's what Eli told his son, to his children. So as if to say they did Averis, the fact that it's an Avera what they did, that they caused the rumor of bad to go about them. Mazutra moisivlo avsira kasve. Mazutra put a strap around their shoulders. Omakrile, when he gave them the malchus, he said this pasuk of Al Bonai, he said over this pasuk. They have to say that's the reason why they're getting malchus, because they're over this lab of having a bad name said about you. Omar Rabbi says, Bai lo b'ir ein choshishim mishum yichud. That if a husband is in the city, then the wife, she could be with another man. We're not afraid that the man will live with her, because they're always afraid maybe the husband will come home. So Rashi says, "By the beer and choshen lo mishum yichud." So Rashi learns, "Lahalkos the mistafim mi by lo hashdayosi." The Rashi's mashma, the not that it's mutter to do it, only that we won't give her malchus because she's always afraid that maybe the husband will come home. So therefore, if the husband is in the city and she's at home, there's no issa yichud. But the this svar would only be if she's at home, that the husband knows where she is, or else she's someplace that the husband knows where she is. For if she goes to somebody else's house that the husband doesn't know where she is, then you won't have this svara. Because she's not going to be afraid maybe the husband will come home, because the husband doesn't know where she is anyway. So only if she's at work where the husband knows she is,
or she's at home, and the husband could come home any time, then we say there's no issur yichud. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Pesach pasuch v'shus rabim, ein choshishim mishum yichud. Here's another heter, there's one of the biggest heterim they use today, that if the door is open to v'shus rabim, then also there's no issur yichud. Since somebody could come inside the room, therefore there's no issur yichud. This is a big heter, at least by daytime people are samech on, which also the shaila, if you have to leave the front door open, which that's what Kirega thinks says like that, it's not enough just the front door to be unlocked, but the front door mamash has to be opened. However, the minigalamai says the Reven Maker, even though the door is closed, as long as it's not locked. If you have a door that's, even though it's closed, the front door, but if it's unlocked, that people could come in, so that's also a ksas kulu of this Gemara to say that the mokim is opening, that people could come into the house, is then choshim mishum yichud. Then there's no issur yichud. It's nageyam of your home with the shiksa, you have a maid in the house, you have to be careful that the door should not be locked. Because if you're home alone and they're in the house, there's a shail of yichud. So one answer is always to make sure the front door is unlocked. This is only good by daytime. At nighttime, this wouldn't be good. Rav Devoy ikloyi levei Rav Yosef. Rav Devoy went to visit Rav Yosef. Vos of the Korach Rifta, after they ate together their meal, Omar lo, he said like this, Shkule daga mitisoi. They took away the ladder from mitisoi baby, underneath baby. There was a left baby, he was upstairs, and Rabbi Yosef and his wife were downstairs. The kids, the left for a baby alone upstairs, they took away the ladder. So there shouldn't be an issur yichud. So the baby cannot be miyuchud like with his wife. For the Gemara, Ivo, Omar Rabba said, by the beer, and choshishim mishum yichud. So what's the problem over here? Rabbi Yosef was home. So Rabbi Yosef was home with his wife. So what do we have to like take away the ladder? That the baby who left him upstairs without a ladder, he can't come downstairs anymore. What's the purpose? Even if he could come downstairs. But since Rabbi Yosef, the husband, is home, there should not be an issur yichud. So Mor says here it's different. Shani Rav Devoy to Shoshvenise Havoy. He was like at the Shasta Chasm when Rabbi Yosef got married. He was his best friend there. He was a good friend of the Chosen. The guy said that he got very close to them. The kid's a man that's close to somebody else's wife, there's no heti yichud then. Even if the husband is home, still it's no good. Like if you have someone that's very close to the family, so then even though the husband's at home, still there would be an issur yichud. Therefore, a baby, they didn't leave him alone, because since he was close with them, they were still afraid of an issur yichud. Omer Rav Kana, kind of says like this, Anoshim ibachutz, if you have men in the outside room, and the ladies are in the inside room. We don't have to be afraid of this, the yichud. Because when ladies go out, there are a lot of men there. For men to go inside, we're not afraid. A man will go inside, like his friends would see what he's doing. Says, no, it's the yichud. What about the opposite way? If the men are inside, and ladies are outside, then we have to be afraid of yichud. Because the men on the inside have to walk outside, so it's normal to walk outside. When they walk outside, we're afraid they'll be miyachah with the ladies. There's an issur yichud. But Masnisa Torah and the Braisi, we learned ifcha just the opposite. Just the opposite way. Therefore, Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Hashta now, the Omer Rav Kana Hocha, V'tana Masnisa Nifcha, like we learned svaras both ways. Whether the men are inside or the ladies are outside, both ways, they are svaras, there should be an issur yichud. That even when the ladies are inside, still we're afraid maybe a man will to go inside. If so, ano nevo lechumra. We have to be machmed then. And both ways there is this issur yichud. Now, and both ways you have an issur yichud. Therefore they can't be alone, they can't feel alone. You can't have one man with two ladies inside, or two the opposite way around. Abaya daya gufa. Abaya made a mechitza of barrels. So Rashi said, where did he make this mechitza? Rashi says, Kufei mokem kibbutzas anoshim v'noshim. There was a gathering of men and ladies. Oyle drosha, Rashi says, either they were giving a drosha to Sant, even by a drosha. The Rav was giving a drosha. Oyle chup, or else it was by a chasana. Hoye masade kankanim shocheres harbe b'neim. He made a mechitza between the men and the ladies. Shim yavoyu zei tzozeh, that if they do get close to one another, yekashko, they'll have to bang the barrels there. The Ishmael, people will hear. So kids, he made a mechitza of barrels there that the men should not go to the ladies in the opposite way. Rava Dayakona. Rava made a mechitza from kanim, from reeds. Also, Rashi says, whoever goes over the reeds will hear the voice. Omar Avin said, Sakfo Deshosa, when's the worst time like for Hergel Aveira? Rashi says, Riyu Yishimai Sashan, when's the worst time of the year for Yichud? Only Aveira, that Shimai Saregel. That's why Yem Toivim, Rashi says. The Gemara says, it means Sikfo Deshosa Rigla. By Yom Tovim, and Rashi says Sheyesh Kavutzas Anoshim Anoshim, that the men and ladies come together then Lishmaya Drasha, to hear the Drasha V'noistim Zem Zem, they come to talk to one another. So that's also bad. Even B'shasta Drasha, he has to have a mechitza, they have to be sitting separately, the men from the ladies. There shouldn't be an Issa Yichud like. It's not a real Issa Yichud, but the Drasha shouldn't be together. This is a real type of side of a mechitza here. V'etahanich Shviyusa, there were two ladies that were captured. The Yasu and Adoy, they redeemed them, and they came back to Nadoi. Asiknu levei Rav Amram Chasida. So they brought them to stay by the house of Rav Amram Chasida. Ashkulei dargim ekemayu. So Rav Amram let them sleep upstairs, but there shouldn't be an Issa Yichud. He took away the ladder from downstairs. He shouldn't be able to go upstairs to them. Pahadi de kol chofo. When they're walking upstairs, Chod Minai, one of them, Nofo Nuhura Biafumya, that a light went on there. Like, they were in the upstairs attic, but there was a skylight there. And if there's a light in the upstairs room, even from downstairs, you could see upstairs. So now that there was a light upstairs, is Rav Amram saw how nice they were. So Rav Amram saw them. And I said, he chapped the taiva to be with them. All right, turn over. So Rav Amram saw how nice they were. So Rav Amram saw Shakle Rav Amram Ladarga. Rav Amram went to get that ladder. To Lehevi Yochlem Be'asor Lemedlayu. That 10 people couldn't even pick up the ladder. And now Delayu Lechudi picked it up by himself. In other words, the Yetzirah got a hold of him. He had a taiva to be with those two girls. So if he picked up the ladder, Solif Yoz was about to climb upstairs. Kimotu Lepal Gadarga, when he got to halfway up, He caught himself. He saw what he's doing. He's going after the Duznus now. As Ifshach, he caught himself, and Rama Curly gave a scream. Nura Bayamra, there's a fire in Rav Amram's house. That's what he gave the scream out. So Asa Rabbanan came charging in. Omrulay, so Rabbanan saw what's doing. They said, Lechura Kisaftinu, that we embarrassed you. Like, we see what you're doing here. There's no fire. You meant to say there's a fire of a tithe of Znus here, and we caught you red-handed. So, Lechura, we embarrass you. Omulu, Rav Amram said back, no, this is Chasidus. Omulu, he said, Mutav tichtafu bi'amram bi'almadein, I'm better off to be embarrassed on this world, for lo tichtafu minei li'almadiyosin. And I should not be embarrassed in Elam Habo, so it's kedai for me to be embarrassed to get my punishment on this world. Ashvuya, he made like a shvuya, like he did nefek minei, to throw out the Yetzirah. Because the Yetzirah got a hold of him. Now he said something to get him out of him. Rashi, Rav Amram liyetzor rash yotu menu. He swore he got the yetzor out of him. So Mar says, Nofag minei ki amudu denura. It came out of him like a pillow of fire. That's the way the yetzor was. Omala, he said, Chazi di isnura. He says, listen, you're fire. Vi ano bisra amit. I'm stronger than you. Like I was in Zgabri, I stopped you. Reb Meir misplaced Reb Yavera. Reb Meir used to always argue and tell people, Reb Yavera, stop doing Averis. Used to give them a lot of musa-like. Rashi said, I'm a shenikulung Zgabri Yitzroi. In my rights, used to tell them, I don't know what you're doing Averis for. It's easy to win over the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara said, I'll show you, Reb Meir. So Yoy Mechad, the one day, Itmalei Sot Gisasa. The Sultan, the Yetzirah, appeared to him like a lady. Bach Gisa Dinahar on the other side of the river. By heavy marvel, there was no ferry to go over. Nokat Mitzri took a string, Rav Meir, like he came, chapped a taiva to live with her. The Ka'over is about to go over the river just by walking over a string. Kimot the Palga Mitzri came halfway over. Shafka, the Yetzirah, left him, like the taiva went away from him. Omri said to Rav Meir like this. He loved the Komachas Berkia, if not because they're pronouncing in Shemayim, his hero Ramei was a Rosri, watch out for me, in his Torah, Shavisa Lidmacha Tarti Meya. I would say all your work is just 2 cents, that's all. Kid says, Yetzara Chab told him Ramei also. Okay, but he went over, he stopped, he didn't do the Aveira. We had the Akiva also, Mislaces the Aveira. Akiva also used to like tell Ovi Aveira, what are you doing Aveiras for? It's easy to win over the Yetzara. So Yoy Mechod, the one day, Yidmalei Sot and Kitz also. The sultan appeared to him like a lady. Bereish Dikla on the top of a palm tree. Nachtela Dikla Okasolik. So he ran up the palm tree. The Yelza to get to her. Kimotla Pagadikla, he reached up halfway up the palm tree. Shafke, then he went over the Yetzara, stopped. Omri said also the Yetzara. Ilav the Machas Bekiya, Zero Brav Kiba Sarosa, they didn't tell me Shemayim. Leave Rabbi Kiba alone with the Sarah. Shavisa the Mechatati Mayor also, I'll make you look like 2 cents. Kitzayt, when the Yetzara chapsu, you have to be careful. Plimi also have a Rodul Meimo called Yoima Gira Ben of the Sultan. He used to say, I could fight you, Yetzara, I'm not afraid of you. Like I'm stronger than you. That's what he used to say. So the Yetzara said, okay, let's see. Yoima Chada one day, Mal Yom the Kippur was Erev Yom Kippur heavy. Idmile Kaniya. The Yetzara appeared to him like a poor man. Also, Korobavi knocked at the door. Afagla Rifta, so Dimi Plimi brought him out some food. Omele, the Yetzara, the Oni said, Yomek Yidna Kuliyama Gavoy, no Avroi, everybody tell you sitting inside eating your soup, the Erev Yom Kippur, I should be outside, okay? Eili brought him in. Kribala Rifti brought him some bread. Omele, Yomek Yidna Kuliyama It Ataka, no, look, everybody's eating together, I should be separately. As you was, he brought him into the main table. Oisvei Ataki brought him onto the main table. Have a Yosef Molinavsha Shichna, he had all his hands was full of blisters. The Kivulei, he was scratching himself there. That the Kovid day, Milo de Mias, he was doing all type of Mias things. He was gargling there, spitting there, blowing his nose. He was doing all type of Mias things. Omele, so Plimi told him,